Susie.
Where's Dana?
Upstairs.
Oh, good. I want to surprise her. Pizza Dude is having a special on its Mundo Meat Mega Pizza. Check this sucker out. Yeah, this thing has got sausage, pepperoni, ham, Canadian bacon, salami, pastrami, bologna, ribeye steak, and venison.
Sounds like a great date, Rich. Dinner and a heart attack. Rich, what are you doing here?
I thought I'd come by and surprise you, share a pizza, and maybe go to a movie.
Oh, I wish you had called. I already have plans. I'm having dinner with an old friend who's home from college for a few days.
Oh, well, what's her name?
Her name? Jeff Burton.
Jeff? Is that short for Jeff Arena?
No, you know Jeff. He was in our class in high school. We were on the debate team together.
Jeff Burton. Jeff Burton, JT. Remember that guy? Skinny, acne case, always walked around with a kick me sign on his back.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy. He was a real geek. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey. What a gorgeous geek. Good luck, Rich Arena.
Jeff, hey, come on in. You remember Rich and JT from high school?
Sure. You guys ever graduate?
Yes, in fact, we're a couple of college guys just like yourself.
Really? Where do you go?
East Wisconsin, you? Yeah, it's the Harvard of the cheese state. And yourself?
Harvard.
Jeff's majoring in pre-law.
Oh, pre-law, huh? Well, I guess if you couldn't get into law, that pre-law is just as good a major as any.
What are you majoring in?
Me? I'm undeclared.
But he's like this close to declaring.
This close.
Yeah,
this close.
Hey, Dana, I brought our old yearbook. There's a picture of you and me when we won that regional debate tournament.
Hey, and there's us at the book fair.
Yeah, look at the caption. Dana Foster and Jeff Burton were voted most likely to get married.
Most likely to get married? That's cute, guy. Just thanks. Isn't there a page in here that doesn't have a picture of you and Dana? Oh, hey, look. There's one of me.
Hey, Rich Halke was voted most likely to end up in a Mexican jail. Hey, that came true.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dana, we ought to get going. I made reservations for us at Enchanté.
Oh, that's the romantic French place. Oh, good.
Well, see you guys later.
Yeah, see you later, Jeff. Dana, you guys stay out as long as you want. 9:05, whatever.
Goodbye, Rich.
Goodbye, sweetheart. I don't get it. What does this guy have that I don't have?
Right now? Your girlfriend.
Carol? Oh, honey, look. I got my new tackle box for my fishing trip with Virgil. Look, it's got like 78 different compartments for worms. It's like a Ramada Inn for bait.
Oh, Frank, I hate to break this to you, but Virgil called while you were out. He's sick and he can't go camping.
Oh, darn it. I was really looking forward to this trip.
I know, and that's why I found someone to take Virgil's place.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Who is it?
Well, Frank, the important thing isn't who. It's that you have someone to go with. Someone whose heart would be broken if you said no. Someone who could cook the fish you catch in a nice French sauce.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez, honey, you didn't.
Bonjour, bonjour. A ton garde. I'm so super pumped about our fabulous weekend of the camping and the fishing. We will bond. We will get back to nature. We will live off the land like the two rugged lumberjacks that we are. Yes. By the way, shall we take your cappuccino maker or mine?
Frank, thank you for taking me camping with you. I love this fresh mountain air. Gives me the appetite of Delta Burke. By the way, what's for dinner?
Pork and beans.
I don't think so. Surely there must be a Thai restaurant somewhere on the campgrounds.
For Wisconsin National Forest, I need a listing
form. Give me a minute. Now, let me explain something to you, okay, Jean-Luc? We are camping out. Camping out means getting back to nature, and that means not bringing every modern convenience with you, like your cappuccino machine or your cell phone, okay? Okay, hey, listen, here. We're in the woods, huh? I mean, we're gonna make our own fires, we're gonna cook our own meals, just like we put up our own tent, okay?
Okay. All right. Lucky for me, I'm with a contractor who knows how to build things.
Yeah, well, here, let me warn you about something. Don't spread that around, okay? Because pretty soon everybody's gonna want me to put up their tents or connect their propane tanks and God knows what else.
Absolutely, and my lips are sealed.
Okay. I'm gonna, go take care of a little personal business.
Where does one take care of one's personal business?
Anywhere one wants to. Hi there.
Hello.
My wife and I are over at the next campsite.
I see.
I just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
You guys go camping a lot?
Well, no.
Well, you're gonna love it. My wife and I go a lot, and it really cuts the stress from our jobs. What do you guys do for a living?
I'll tell you one thing. We are not contractors. No, sir, we don't. What the thing that we do is a thing that would never, ever be useful up here.
What's that?
Brain surgeons.
By the way, I'm Gus.
Dr. Pepper.
Rich.
Are you waiting for Dana and Jeff to get back so you can spy on them?
I am not going to spy on them. Okay, that's them. Beat it. I gotta hide. Come on. Out.
What a loser.
All right, that's enough out of you. Come on.
The lawyer says, you think you like my torts? Where do you see my subpoena?
Jeff. Well, thank you for a great time. I forgot how much fun you are.
Yeah, I forgot how much we have in common and how great it is to be with you.
So I can't believe you have to go back to Harvard tomorrow.
I know, but the law school is having a reception for possible recruits, and the dean wants me to go because I'm his favorite undergrad. Hey, why don't you go with me?
Me?
Hey, you said you thought about law school. You could check out the campus, see if you like it. Come on, go with me. You'll be back in a couple days.
Okay, I will.
Great. I'll get you a seat on my plane, and I'll pick you up around noon.
Perfect.
Good night.
Good night.
Aha!
Rich!
Well, at least you still remember my name.
You were spying on me?
You're darn right it was. It's a good thing, too. Otherwise, you would have run off to Harvard with Mr. Tall, wonderful, perfect for a weekend fling.
You know, this is exactly why I didn't tell you I was having dinner with Jeff, because I knew you were going to be jealous.
Jealous? I am not jealous. I am anything but jealous. If there's anything I am not, it is jealous.
You're jealous.
You're darn right I am.
Rich, look, it is not a weekend fling, okay? We're just friends.
Oh, just friends. Oh, then what was that over there, that little kiss?
Kiss? A little peck?
Peck? That was a full-on cheek suck.
Rich, there is nothing going on between me and Jeff. I'm going to check out the law school.
No, you're not.
What do you mean I'm not?
I mean, you can't go.
Why not?
Because I forbid you.
You forbid me?
Yeah.
You're so cute.
He forbids me.
You're a real Ryan. Hello.
Hi, sweetie. I'll pack for your trip to Harvard.
Yes. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
How can I put this in the nicest possible way? Why did you marry a bonehead like Frank?
Excuse me?
I mean, Frank is a great guy. He's sweet and he's caring and he's very handsome. And I'm sure the physical thing is good. But, I mean, let's face it, he's no brain surgeon.
I'm sure there is a point to all this. Could you get to it without insulting my husband?
I'm just saying that I'm sure there was a lot of other guys that you liked that you dated before you picked Frank. So how did you know that he was the one?
I see. This is not about Frank at all, is it?
Well, last night I told Rich that the only reason I was going on this trip was to check out the law school, but now I don't know. I was up all night thinking about it, and I think I kind of like Jeff.
I see.
I mean, he's the kind of guy that I always thought I would end up with. I mean, he's smart, and he's sophisticated, and he's ambitious. And when I was with him last night, I could just picture us having this perfect life together.
And when you picture yourself with Rich, what do you see?
Well, Rich is great, and he's a lot of fun. He brings out a different side of me that I kind of like. But how do I know if he's the guy for me?
Honey, all you can do is find someone who really cares about you and hope that they treat you like the most special person in the world. And you're just going to have to try to stop analyzing this thing and listen to your heart.
But I hate that.
Well, welcome to being a grown-up.
Hi.
Oh.
My husband has gone fishing on the other side of the lake, and I really need some help.
Well, I don't know what we could possibly do for you, seeing as we are definitely not contractors.
It's not that kind of help. I'm having a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
No! Sorry, contraction.
You're having the baby now?
I'm not due for 3 weeks, but I've been having contractions for about an hour. Oh, God, I'm just so lucky you two are doctors.
Listen, why don't you come right over here, yeah? And you can lie down in our tent, and Dr. Lambert will be right with you.
Doctors?
Well, someone said not to say you were a contractor. So what was I supposed to say, Frank? We are two male hairdressers alone in the tent?
I don't think so.
I'm afraid that there's been some mistake. You see, we're not really doctors. In fact, I'm a contractor.
I don't care if you're Chucko the Clown. I'm having this baby, and I'm having it now.
Funk, do something. I don't do babies. I mean, if it comes out with hair, yes, I can give it a little pump, though, but that is not a pretty much...
Thank you.
Okay, we can do this, we can. We can dial 911 and they can talk us through the delivery. We can use your cell phone.
Oh, we can use my cell phone. Oh, I see. Now it's all right to use a modern convenience.
Get the phone and dial!
Well, I suppose next our head is going to spin around. Hello, 911?
I'm having a baby. I don't know where I am. I'm in the middle of nowhere. There isn't even a Thai restaurant.
Hello. Yes, hello. We have a pregnant woman here, and there's no way to get her to a hospital in time. Can you talk us through a delivery? Yes, okay. Uh-huh. Oh, hold on. Jean-Luc, we have to see if the baby is crowning. So go take a look.
Take a look where?
Where do you think? The entrance to Babyland.
There's another one!
I'll breathe in. Big breath. In. And out. That's good. Okay, another one. Breathe in. And out. Breathe in. And out.
Not
you. Would you stop it? Would you stop it? Stop it! Oh, okay. Get there. Come, not there. Get under there.
Oh, the baby's coming. I have to fight.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Yeah, bye. All right, there's an ambulance on the way to take you both to the hospital. Everything's going to be okay now.
I can't thank you both enough.
Do you think I could hold him for just a minute? Look, isn't he beautiful?
Yeah, he sure is.
Now, we make a good team, eh? In fact, if I ever have another baby, I want it to be with you, Frank. That come out wrong.
So, in summation, Miss Foster, we at Harvard are very proud of our expertise in constitutional law, civil procedure, and contracts. And except for that windbag Dershowitz, we don't give a damn about the O.J. trial.
Well, it was an honor to meet you, Professor Oliver.
Yes, I know.
So, what do you think?
Well, it is really impressive academically, but this place is what Rich would call butt-kisser you.
Look, I know you're going out with Rich, and he's a nice enough guy, but if you came here, we could build a future together. I mean, we have the same goals. We're the ideal couple. Come on, Dana. What do you say?
Excuse me. Hi, is this the Harvard Law School reception thingy?
Yes. Unless you're one of the Kennedys, I'm quite sure you're in the wrong place.
Okay. Ah, there she is. It's Dana. Thanks. Dana!
Rich, what are you doing here?
Look, I'm sorry to just barge in like this, but you gotta give me a chance to tell you how I feel about you.
Listen, Rich, this is the Woodrow Wilson room. This is not the place for this sort of emotional outburst. Look, Dana, I'm sorry. I don't like to say anything bad about anyone, but this is the kind of guy who does things without thinking ahead. He's probably never given a thought to the future in his entire life, and he never will.
Excuse me, but I do too think about my future. Why do you think I drove 22 hours to get here to make sure Dana is in my future?
Well, that's easy to say now, but where do you think you'll be in 10 or 15 years?
I don't know, all right? I may not have my whole life mapped out like you, okay? I mean, I'd be some big shot lawyer, make $1 zillion, work 900 hours a week. But I do know that if Dana and I get married someday, at least I will have the time to be with her.
Rich, you've actually thought about us getting married?
Well, yeah, I love you. Was that out loud?
Really? You love me?
Do. Dana, I think about you constantly. When I'm not with you, it just doesn't feel right.
I know. When I'm not with you, I don't feel right either.
I love you, Dana.
I love you, too.
Dana, I don't get it. You picking Rich over me, it doesn't make sense.
Well, I guess some things don't have to make sense. They just feel right.
Mm. Oh, yeah, and Jeff, bite me.
I can't believe we actually convinced Rich and JT to watch Terms of Endearment. I mean, you know, normally Rich calls a movie like that a chick flick.
Well, I think we're having a good influence on the guys.
I mean, since I've been dating JT, he's gotten a lot more in touch with his feelings.
Oh, really? Huh. Well, maybe he's emotional when he's with you, but, you know, you get two guys together and their macho instincts kick in, and the last thing they want to do is be sensitive guys.
You mean she's gonna die? But she's so young. She's had so much pain. Girl, it's so unfair. So unfair. It's so sad.
So sad.
Girl, baby, just hold me. Hold me.
I think I need a hug.